This episode of eHealth Radio is brought to you by Unatural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that is eunatural.com.
This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Amy Weintraub, founder of Life Force Yoga and author of Temple Dancer. Amy, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be with you and talk to you right now.
And you're more than welcome, and really appreciate you taking out a moment to be with us here today as well. So tell us, how can a regular yoga practice inspire creativity in one's work and life? Let's start there.
Well, you know, yoga is a practice that helps us connect to the present moment, to remove the obstructions, the worries, the fear, whatever is circulating in the mind. We often grow tense with all of the emotional responses to life. And in order to be creative and productive and where in whatever field we are working in, we need to clear that space. And as a writer, for me, it's about clearing the space, removing the obstructions, removing the tensions, so that creativity flows through, so that I'm receptive. Like as Jung would say, the collective unconscious, that connection, so that we're more receptive to the energies of the universe that support our creativity, and we're less tense. Because you know that when we're tense and worried, we don't have the mental power, the energy to create. We're less able to be clear and focused. And so yoga can help us through the breathing practices, through getting right into the physical body. Because, you know, the mind is a time traveler, but the body is always present. So when we can sense in to the energy in our palms, our face, our fingertips, we are that presence that we seek. And that's the place from which we can be receptive, clear, focused, committed to our creative projects.
Now, Amy, also, I know that you're a proponent of evidence-based yoga protocols. What does that actually mean, evidence-based yoga protocols?
Well, when I wrote the book Yoga for Depression, you know, quite a few years ago, there wasn't a lot of research in the field of yoga and mental health. And since that time, I actually did an earlier article, a cover article for Yoga Journal called Yoga the Natural Prozac, because yoga had been instrumental for me in transforming my life. I had a history of depression. And so I became passionate about understanding why the practice of yoga and how the practice of yoga had enabled me to start feeling abundant rather than empty. And so I collaborated with researchers back in the early days. And since that time, there's an amazing amount of research that's been done on yoga and its effect on the physical body, on well-being, and particularly on mental health, trauma, depression, anxiety. And so there are a number of practices that we've developed, and I shouldn't say developed, that we've sort of brought together under the umbrella of Life Force Yoga, that are specific to helping people manage their moods. And many of them have now been validated by Western research. There are one of the major researchers in yoga, Shirley Tallis, has really validated many of these practices that are very simple, many of which don't even require a yoga mat, and that are applicable in clinical settings, in healthcare settings, in yoga settings, at home, even in the grocery store. Simple practices that can shift the mood.
That is certainly quite interesting. Now, tell us another question for you. How can some of these evidence-based yoga protocols help manage someone's mood?
Yes, these practices, first of all, we meet the mood. So if someone's really agitated, you know, if you're anxious, you're revved up, you're agitated, if you say to someone, just take a deep breath, it's like, what? You know, it's not even possible, especially like if someone's having a panic attack, they can't take a deep breath. So what we do is we meet the mood with something that's a little bit that meets them where they are. So for example, I was talking to someone in a grocery store on my cell phone who called me because she was in the middle of verging on a panic attack. She could hardly breathe. And we did I'm standing in the produce aisle in Trader Joe's and inviting her to use sound and to take a little bit more rapid breaths to meet her where she was, and to use a long sound. We use the sound for the heart chakra, which is yum. And just in that moment, it calmed her down. She was able to talk. But if I had said to her, okay, take a deep breath, you know, it wouldn't work. Whereas by the same token, if we're depressed and lethargic, you're not going to be able to get up and roll out a yoga mat and do 108 sun salutations. So you meet the mood with these evidence-based practices. You start slowly, and you begin to build the energy slowly so that you feel lighter and brighter. Many of the practices, like some of the rapid breathing practices, are wonderful for depression. Some of the things that we call skull shining breath, for example, which has a Sanskrit name called Kapalabhati, or bellows breath. Those kinds of breathing practices can really energize and lift the mood. But if we're really, really lethargic and depressed, we may have to start slower and build to those practices. And that seems to be the most efficacious way of balancing the mood. And when we're anxious and revved up, we might start with a energizing breath to meet that mood and then calm the mood down by using a calming breathing practice or a sound, a tone. For some people who have trouble accessing the breath, it sometimes helps to use a sound. And in Life Force Yoga, what we do is we use non-sectarian, they're Sanskrit sounds, but they don't refer to deities. They're secular, they're adaptable to any kind of setting and anyone's religious beliefs. They don't interfere. But we use a sound like lum, which is a very grounding sound and can help people who don't have ready access to the breath calm themselves down using that sound. Lum is a very grounding, stabilizing root chakra sound.
Quite interesting, and really appreciate your input there. Now, folks, here's what your adrenal system needs: zinc, ashwagandha, holy basil, and rhodiola. What it doesn't need is another coffee. Get natural support at eunatural.com. Take 15% off of our 100% pure formula with eHealth15 at checkout on eunatural.com. That's eHealth15 at eunatural.com. Today we're speaking with Amy Weintraub, founder of Life Force Yoga and author of Temple Dancer. She's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Yoga and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, as you mentioned, you have published several books. You've published a book about yoga before, obviously, as you'd mentioned, but your next book is fiction. Why did you make the switch on that?
That's a great question. It actually wasn't a switch, Eric. I was a fiction writer, MFA from Bennington and all of that, with a number of published short stories, awards for them. I'd been actually a television producer, doing film documentaries, actually film, which tells you what era I was in. I was doing film documentaries and I was depressed. I was a functioning I had a functioning depression, I sort of anxiety based, and I wrote novels, none of which were published, and that didn't help with my depression. And when I personally found yoga, it so transformed my life. I so moved from a place of emptiness to a place of fullness, and yoga became my medicine. Today, with all that's going on, the turbulence of our political situations in the globally, and our climate changes, and everything that's going on, and the COVID, the pandemic, it is my medicine, as it is for a number of my students and colleagues. And what it did was enabled me to write. I became passionate about sharing what had transformed my life with others. And then I was able to come back to fiction, back to the novel, the form, and write from a place of wholeness, a place of connection. And Saraswati's story evolves from 1940s, 30s, that the sacred tradition of temple dance, which is so aligned with yoga spiritually. And her story, and then Wendy, the American protagonist, that setting for those aspects of the novel are in 2016 and in the late 90s. Their stories weave together from a deeper understanding of women's spirituality, of sexuality and sensuality, because yoga and classical Indian dance, which derived from that deep sacred temple dance that was a 1,200-year tradition that was banned in 1947, that was really woven together, that sense of sensuality and spirituality that all the mystics talk about. When you read Rumi or you read any of the mystics, Tabriz of there's so many mystics that talk in terms of the sensuality of the connection to the divine. And that's really where this novel arises from. It's from that understanding that was deepened by my yoga practice, informed by my yoga practice, and enriched by my yoga practice. So really, the switch was not a switch. It was a coming home. Coming home to my dharma, as we say in the yoga world, or my sense of duty to express the story of the Devadasi tradition, the temple dancer tradition, through a young girl's journey as a temple dancer into adulthood, and the parallel life of Wendy in America, who mirrors many of the same themes of shame and remorse and recovery and disgrace and humility and all of those and love. I mean, love is at its source, the sort of the base of both of these women's lives and Temple Dancer. And love is at the base, I believe, of a deep spiritual practice and with a connection to the divine, as each of us knows or doesn't know the divine. That sense of connection, whether you call it divine or not, that sense of spirit is awakened through our practice.
Yeah, thanks for the thorough coverage on that, and it does help to make sense as well and all that. Now, how did a deeper relationship with the Indian history that you researched for Temple Dancer enrich your yoga practice? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, well, my understanding of these the Temple Dancers' lives really validated, I should say, because I had always felt that when I practiced yoga, I was more deeply connected to spirit and more deeply connected to my own sense of sensuality, that they were entwined. And when I read about the Temple Dancers' history, I realized that it validated what I was feeling on my yoga mat. It validated what I was feeling in my life. And there's a book by William Broad called The Science of Yoga. And what he says is that when we practice yoga, whether we're a man or a woman, our testosterone levels rise. So, you know, we're actually allowing the flow of life to flow through us, the sensual flow, the creative flow. So when I was researching all of this, it validated what I was feeling. And then my own yoga practice and my study of non-dual Vedanta philosophy really informed this novel, because I understood that what the yogis say is that we are already whole. It's the stories we tell ourselves, and it's the moods that that overwhelm us, or the parts of ourselves that hijack us, the fear part or the depressive part that hijack us, that makes us think, oh, I'm a person that I'm depressed or I'm anxious. We're none of those things at base, at root, at our source. We are whole. And my yoga practice and my yoga study of yoga's philosophy helped me understand that beneath whatever mood was visiting me, I am whole. My true nature is wholeness, is oneness, is love. And that's also what the Temple Dancer history, the history of the Temple Dancers, understood. Their dances, which are now sanitized as classical Indian dance, Bharatanatyam, were the union of that sense of wholeness, that flow of energy that is based in love and sensuality. It's about love. And that's both my yoga practice and my research for this book validates that understanding, that we are whole beneath our moods, beneath the stories we tell ourselves.
Amy, really appreciate you taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Where can listeners get more information on yourself as well as pick up the book Temple Dancer?
Well, they can go to my website, amyweintraub.com. They can also go to for practices. I have a lot of free practices on my website and a lot about the book. They can also go to my YouTube channel, where there are a lot of free practices, and Facebook. You know, I'm on Facebook. Find me there too, Amy Weintraub.
And simple enough, and we'll leave a link within the show notes of this broadcast for further help as well. Again, Amy, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
It's been a pleasure, Eric. Thank you so much for the opportunity to talk about my passions.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Amy Weintraub, founder of Life Force Yoga and author of Temple Dancer. And once again, for all the details, visit amyweintraub.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.
This episode of eHealth Radio was brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that's eunatural.com.